Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I'm currently in Guadalupe, Mexico to see white sharks. Unfortunately, the government stipulation is that one has to remain inside the cages if you want to see them. Well, that sucks. It bothers me that one has to remain in them despite that white sharks are no more dangerous than any other shark, so it's the situation that we create that is dangerous, but not the animal per se. That, of course, then raises the question why we have to stay inside the cages, since the danger is nil. Well, ask the Mexican government and you get the answer. It really bugs the hell out of me that a government agency has the right to tell me which animal I'm allowed to see and in what way. You know what I mean, right? We all live on the same planet, but still do not have access to all the places we wish to have access to, or the way we want to see or visit these places. Granted, I can understand that a layman may see some danger in white sharks just because they have been portrayed in a false manner, and to snorkeling with them would not be without danger, and I'm not promoting that every person who visits Guadalupe should just snorkel, but if you have a legit project, search should be granted. But how can it be that an unqualified opinion of a government agency is sufficient to create all the covering regulations that does not allow the expectations? Of course, as usual, I do not want to bow to such laws and try to get a meeting with the Mexican minister to get at least a permit to not have to stay in cages when going back and doing my work. And with work, I mean doing applied research in shark-human interaction. How can we learn how white sharks behave around humans if we cannot create the scenarios? Well, we cannot. Anyway, I tried to get a meeting with him. Well, that was easier said than done, although I got the quote-unquote likely possibility, although I could not guarantee that I'm going to see him, but I should come over to Berlin when he was visiting a trade show. Well, living in the US does not make it cheap to fly to Europe, when on the other hand, I could easily hop on a puddle jumper and see it in Mexico City. Although I felt my reasoning was okay to see him in his office in Mexico, I did not get another invitation, and that was really a bummer, even more so since we planned to do a film at the end of this year where the core of it would have been the interaction between white sharks and humans and show you actually can act, swim with them. They're not these animals that the media still portrays. So basically we would have done something good for the animals. Well, again, now we can't. We had to cancel the project. So I'm sitting now here in Guadalupe again and see the sharks through bars, and I'm reminded each time I submerge that I could not get it done. How can we change the attitude towards sharks in general and white sharks in particular when we have to take these type of precautions? And they're not justified. I mean, at least in some ways not justified. Honestly, don't know how to change people's attitude when it comes to them. I still remember the old days in South Africa when people couldn't care less if we had cages or not. Well, we did not have them, and at one point we started to have them just because we took some clients, and we just want to make sure really that they were so afraid, but that these cages back when didn't work. But that didn't mean when we freedived with them, we pushed the envelope. By all means, we were always very respectful when snorkeling with them, but the good thing was we could jump in whenever we liked, and that was incredible. But even back then, we already realized that diving with white sharks outside the cage will sooner or later turn into a political issue and most likely will then prohibit it, or you must have or get a permit. And it happened rather sooner than later and culminated in the needed permits. Anyway, it is a sore issue. So does it mean I should boycott cage diving? No, definitely not. We should not do that because that's probably the only way some people that are not divers can see these incredible animals. But we have to change the approach. Way too often you see operators, they use their websites and they still present the white sharks as these mean killers, these monsters. So this is how they lure in people And of course, they make a lot of money, so why change their approach? But this approach should not be allowed anymore. It should not be allowed that you falsely portray an animal and lure people in that way. No matter how free I like to move among sharks, I always have to keep in mind what we can do to promote them, the beauty, the need, and most importantly, the true nature despite these restrictions. We all know white sharks are not the animals that the media still likes to portray. White sharks are curious, cautious, but at the same token, they are shy and hesitant. So, quite often, we do find out something about a shark species. And of course, it goes for that shark species, this or that behavior, and we most likely will adapt it or accept it for other species as well, but it will not go for the white shark. On the other hand, if we find out something about the white shark, people then automatically assume it goes for the other species as well. And yeah, that is not acceptable, right? But anyway, what can we learn that way? What can we learn by just jumping in with sharks, with white sharks, through and use cages? Well, we still can learn a lot. But the most important thing, we have to learn to observe. Observation is key here, and that actually is an advantage when using a cage. Let's say you're still afraid of white sharks and you would snorkel. You would hardly see anything except you see a white shark in front of you. So through using cages, you actually get more sensitive to the animal as such. You learn to observe. So from that viewpoint, cage diving is actually positive. So the other thing, of course, if you use or have to use cages, is all these macho thrill seekers or daredevils do not get the opportunity to fill their urges. And I think that's quite well as well. And because sometimes I have clients that say, Eric, look, I want to be outside the cage. Can you arrange it? Can you do this, that? And you look at this person and I'm sure it's not because the person wants to see animals the way they are, the white sharks the way they are, but they want to say, well, look, I've done it. So from that viewpoint, regulations are actually good. And I'm so positive that these thrill seekers, once they realize, well, hey, the white shark is not the way we thought, so it's not really a challenge to be in front of one, well, they would just pushing the envelope by hand feeding them or free diving in evening hours or whatever comes to their warped minds. So bottom line, when it comes to cage diving with white sharks, although it sucks in my world, it's still most likely the better solution where all the thrill seekers are concerned. And it's the only way, most likely the only way, for non-diver to actually get close to sharks. So we have to make the best out of it. And again, we need the cages, but I hope we would not, or at least I would get all my permits to do outside work. But you know what? I still think back to the good old days where we did not have all these regulations and could interact the way we wanted. And of course, if I could turn back time, I would have done much more experiments back when, because I did not think that I will run out of time that quickly. But I did. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.